Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Polytechnicast. This is the sort of rogue version of it where I'm not putting it in the main feed. That is at interactive-storyteller.com/polytechnicast. Or, it'll definitely appear in the Lean Into Art Patreon. So, maybe you won't notice that this is a kind of a different post because I'm using Audioboom. Anyway, talking about the tools and the process instead of why I hit record. And, what inspired me to hit record is to look back at this day. It was a very, very big one, getting a major sort of creative project out in the hands of the people that were seeking me to do this. So, yeah, it was a service project to put on a user experience workshop to provide just a variety of aspects of exposing a group that is interested and curious and exploring how they might, you know, look into this. That's like user-centric design, user-centered, iterative, hypothesis-driven exploration. Sounds interesting. How do we do this? And so I created a combination talk/workshop that helped explore the topic of jumping in. And not just, well, here's some facts about user experience, but also compelling reasons. Why would it be important? How might it be useful for this audience? And that was a lot of fun. And to get to that stage and cross the threshold of this is in the world now. This project has reached, like, you know, for now, for what it was, that goal's been met. It's and that's a huge relief. pretty awesome to have that, just, you know, to be here instead of in the prior stages. The prior stages are also a fantastic experience in different ways, from a learning perspective and a practice perspective. And that is, you know, it's like what am I trying to figure out to make this happen, and what am I learning to adapt, and what kind of capacity and focus can I bring about to make the thing. So, and the thing in the case of a workshop is considering the needs of an audience and thinking of the desired result of, well, what do we want to see happen with a particular group? Is it about a general exposure and sort of a indirect sort of thing, or is it meant to be like direct behavior and action as a result to say, oh well, gosh, we're totally going to bring in user experience resources to solve problems, or training so that we can go about solving problems using these techniques. And that's a lot of fun. So, okay, taking a quick step back in case you're listening to this going like, okay, great, Rob, hi. I'm checking in on your art sound off. I don't know what the heck you're talking about user experience. User experience is a wide net cast around various disciplines that of design and collaboration that take in human factors and also our goals, both as us who are creating a thing to serve an organization and also those of the folks that come to use this thing. Like what do they need and what context will they connect with this thing we're making? And how can we design in a way that makes this work well for all of our concerns? And that's the sort of, like, it's a systemic design discipline. Thinking of many actors and thinking of like how things begin and what things progress to and then what kind of outcomes. So it's like very and that could lead to re-engaging, or that could be all done at that point. But either way, it's a bigger system and thinking about things in a way that doesn't just add complexity, like, oh my gosh, that's a lot, why would you worry about all this stuff? If we're doing this well, we are creating, we're getting better informed on how we're solving problems. And we're more and more confident because we've gathered evidence and empathy of, well, we care about the people who we're serving to learn about this because we've been interviewing them and observing them and whatnot. But then also we care and are informed by the data we've gathered, where, you know, we're able to see, like, well, what are the patterns here? And so we're kind of triangulating as us, as people who are, you know, emotional humans. Like, we're not only tuning in to those kind of watching other people do stuff and reacting. We're reacting in a way that's like wrapped in this constructive desire to serve in particular ways. So there you go. So that, like, it was really fun to provide a workshop related to that. And then now I'm on the other side of, well, it's past the planning process. It's out in the world. And that's a pretty great thing to think, well, okay, what can I learn from what I experienced in making that? And that's not as high, like, the pressure isn't as high, there isn't a deadline for that kind of reflection and whatnot, as concrete as the whole scheduled, you know, workshop experience. But it's still that, it's a deep breath, let's take a look around, and how did this go? And this is a good time for that. And then it's also in the mix of, well, I just actually finished recording a Lean Into Art Extra Lean episode for Lean Into Art. That is a podcast that I do with Jersey Drozd, who Jersey and I, we started Art Sound Off. The whole, you know, hey, let's challenge ourselves and the whole world around us to, like, reflect on our creative projects in our day and the experience of making these things and share it with the world, and then put a hashtag on it called Art Sound Off, and then let others find it and join in and listen and all that. It's really fun. When you make things at your desk, it's kind of fun to listen to other people making things at their desk and what's their experience like. So, okay. We do the main podcast, which is Lean Into Art, and that's typically a thing we prepare for a particular topic or whatever. But then Extra Lean is more of a, well, who knows? It's an emergent topic. We're just going to start talking and see what happens. And so we just finished recording one of those, and then, of course, I'm recording this. So it's a big day of shipping, and for some reason I'm thinking of this darn, I don't know where it came from, but it's like a meme squirrel that is, like, it's got a hat on and a little suit, and it says, ship it. There's kind of chat bots where I've been on teams where we've used tools like Slack, and you know, it's a good way to, you know, stay up to date, share stuff. Here's what I'm working on. Ask questions. It's a chat room, but it's, you know, it's specific to a project typically. And then that we had a bot that would pop up the little ship it squirrel. So I think of that squirrel from time to time, and some of my days really feel like they're driven by that darn squirrel saying, like, that's great, ship it. Next thing, that's great, ship it. So here we go. There's another thing down. And I hope this was of interest and service to you as well. And you can react to this where I am, Rob Stenzinger on Twitter. And, you know, thanks for listening to this. And by all means, check out the other things. The other people are partaking in Art Sound Off. And of course, if you're like, well, wait a minute, this Lean Into Art thing and whatnot, well, you know, go to patreon.com/leanintoart and you can support what we are doing, Jersey Drozd and I, there. And, you know, we've made a lot of things for visual storytellers and with visual storytellers that are worth checking out. So I'll be back again tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.